Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
It's been a very busy 24 hours for James O'Keefe and his group Project Veritas as they released a video yesterday, one of his patented undercover videos exposing some horrible shenanigans within the Democratic left structure. And today he had a second video and claimed his first scalp. One of the featured people yesterday's video lost his job. Scott Fauvel, National Field Director of Americans United for Change. So James O'Keefe, quite a 24 hours for you, sir.
Hey, Larry, it's been one of the most amazing phenomenons I've ever seen, and the fact that the grassroots media is now becoming almost as powerful, if not more powerful, than the mainstream media.
Yeah, and the timing of your videos and the name of the videos, how an election gets rigged, is a really good way to sort of frame exactly what you're showing. Let's first talk about yesterday's video, which I found stunning. Scott Fauvel, as I just mentioned, featured in it, talking about how Democratic operatives, left-wing groups, purposely went in and caused violent mayhem at Trump rallies. Tell me what exactly these guys admitted to on camera.
Yeah, so Larry, this is pretty simple. These are dirty tricks operatives. We're exposing the darkest secrets at the highest levels of coordinated clandestine operations of both Hillary Clinton and the DNC. And these are undercover videos showing these operatives who are paid by the Hillary Clinton campaign saying that they can induce violence at Trump rallies in order to manipulate the media into creating a narrative that the Trump campaign is and the Trump protesters, Trump movement, is violent. And they actually describe various incidents throughout the country they take credit for. Remember the time when the highway was blocked in Arizona?
Of course.
That was them.
Yeah.
Remember the time when in Chicago Trump had to cancel amid protest? Well, that was them. They say, quote, "We did the Chicago Trump event where he shut it down," and they say, quote, "It was Bob Creamer and us, but none of this is supposed to come back to us." And they all say this on hidden camera, and it goes right back to Hillary. In fact, they say Hillary knows about it through the chain of command. Larry, these are not low-level people.
No.
These are high-level people who actually go to the White House.
You mentioned Bob Creamer. He's a longtime Illinois political operative. He's married to Jan Schakowsky, one of the most liberal members of the House, who represents Evanston and North Chicago. And I remember writing for, back when I wrote for Big Government back in the days for Andrew Breitbart, who we both well know, I remember writing an article about him being part of the architect of the Obamacare legislation while he was serving time in jail. This guy is a jailbird, right?
He is. He was a convicted felon. He served time in jail about 10 years ago, right around the time that Trump made his comment in 2005 on the bus. That's when this guy was in jail for bank fraud, and now he's going to the White House. No one in the media cares or reports about it, but he, in fact, is responsible for this large dark money operation. Larry, the other thing is that this video, the first video, shows that evidence that these illegal coordination is happening between the Hillary campaign, a super PAC, and a nonprofit. It's a serious criminal penalty. I'm willing to bet that right now, I'll bet you 10-1 odds, the Department of Justice is not discussing our video allegations, but instead how they might charge me.
Well, and, I'm quite sure of that. We've been down that road before, haven't we, James?
Yes, yes, we have.
Tell me about today's video, because you focus on voter fraud, and this is something that I hear about almost every day here on WMAL, where people are so concerned about non-citizens voting, dead people voting. What did you find today?
No, we found something that we've never found before. We found an operative, a series of operatives, through the DNC, who described how they commit the fraud. And if you watch this video, which you must, it's the most incredible, graphic, disgusting thing you'll ever see about our democratic process. They describe busing people across state lines using personal vehicles instead of buses to make the voter fraud more difficult to pinpoint and expose. The operative in the video actually says use shell companies to disguise the fraud. He calls illegal immigrants voting, quote, civil disobedience, unquote, and says not only should they do it in this election, but they've been doing it for 50 years and getting away with it. And the reason, Larry, they're getting away with it, he says, Republican governors are weak in the knees, and their attorney generals are not going to prosecute it in places like Michigan. He says you could F your mother and not get prosecuted in some of these states. It's all on hidden camera videotape. Donald Trump just made a statement about it. It's trending all over the Internet.
Yep.
And what I need you to do is email it to journalists at networks like CNN and say, why the hell aren't you covering this?
Well, and that was my next question. I mean, we had the president today making comments on the Rose Garden saying there's no widespread voter fraud at all. We have people all I'm monitoring cable news, as you know, all day long. Everyone's talking about how dare Donald Trump say that the election is rigged. Have you seen any other than Fox News? I think Sean Hannity has addressed this. Have you seen any of the networks or major cable networks in interviewing a surrogate from the Clinton campaign saying, what do you know about Bob Creamer? What do you know about Scott Fovall? What do you know about these operations disrupting and causing violent mayhem at Trump campaign rallies?
No, Larry, I think this is historical. You and I have been through some stories in the past. This one's the biggest thing we've ever done, certainly the deepest, darkest investigation. But this is a turning point in American history. The video is a phenomenon. It's the number one internet video in the world, and it's been that way for 24 hours. And the grassroots is so angry. The people are so angry that the media won't talk about it because they're implicated in it, and they're so angry that they're flooding the inboxes of the journalist. And I'll tell you what, sources have told me, I had television embargoes and exclusives lined up on this. Mm-hmm. They all spiked the story at the last minute. You want to know why? Because corporate lawyers from Washington were threatening the TV stations, if you air this, we will destroy you. And they backed down. In fact, Fox News corporate backed down. And God bless Sean Hannity. Thank you, Sean Hannity. He called up the people himself on his editorial program and broke the news. They fired the operative. They fired Scott Fovall last night, which is itself newsworthy.
Right. Tells you that clearly you exposed something. James Hadley, we are out of time, but quick question. More videos coming?
Always. Every day.
Always. Listen. If you want to support what James O'Keefe is doing, if you agree I can't believe that you wouldn't, that we need to have an independent journalism arm like Project Veritas, they need two things. They need your support at projectveritas.com, and they also need volunteers. These things happen because people are willing to volunteer and go undercover. Projectveritas.com. James O'Keefe, good work, my friend.
Thank you, Larry.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.